Source, child of light, divine. That is who you are. Take it deeply within the consciousness and contemplate what that means. I say that over and over to you so that it goes deeper each time into the consciousness, so that you may contemplate it and remember that you are much more than this point of focus, greater than you have ever thought yourself to be for a long, long time. I am the one known as Jeshua ben Joseph. Jesus, you have called me. And it is a great joy that I come to abide with you this evening in your timing. Once again, to share that joy of the Christ with you. Now this evening, we get to turn the tables. Instead of my speaking and giving you all of these words of wisdom that you know already, because what we do is I go and I ask of you what you want to know each evening, and then I just allow it to pour forth, because there is no separation. Very good. This evening, you may bring your questions. Anything that you have been thinking about, contemplating, wanting to know, wanting to have confirmation of, or bring it to, I see beloved elder has put the electronic talking stick up here. Therefore, you may come to that and ask a question, and we will see what fun we have with it. Open forum, they say. Okay. Yes, beloved one.
Hi, Joshua. I want to know, who is Lucifer and Satan, and what are their roles in mankind's spiritual evolution?
Okay, now for the record, would you repeat the question so that it gets onto the tape properly?
Oh. Is that? Did you get it? Yeah, he got it.
He got it.
Oh, you want me to do it again?
Yes.
Okay. Who is Lucifer and Satan, and what are their roles in mankind's spiritual evolution?
Okay, yes. In truth, I could turn this question over to many of you and you would know the answer. Lucifer and Satan are both concepts in their role, the drama in this reality. Also, they are entities, have been and still are entities, as you understand, individuated energy. In the playing out of the drama, based on the belief in separation and based on the belief in duality, there needed to be two sides. And so in the story, there has been Lucifer, the fallen angel, who decided to take the power, the creative power of divinity, and to use it in his own way in order to make his own kingdom, that which would be separate from the kingdom of the Father. Now, in truth, that is not possible. That is why I have said they are concepts within the story of this reality. The same for Satan. There always has to be a bad guy in this belief in duality. Someone that you can point to and say, the devil made me do it. I would have done differently, but the devil, he made me do it. He tempted me. You have your story of Adam and Eve in the garden and the temptation and going astray. The story is as a symbol to, in truth, awaken within you the truth that you never have left the garden. But it is a story that has come down through the ages so that ones may ponder. Hopefully ponder deeply the meaning. Many have taken it just at face value and still do in this day and time take it at face value that it has to be the truth that somehow you are cast out of the kingdom, that you have sinned an original sin way far back, so far back that you don't remember what originally you did wrong, but you must have done something really, really bad. And all of the generations since have been suffering for this original sin. All of the generations have been suffering because Lucifer decided to play his part. Now, Lucifer is very much as a symbol, the same as you have a story written by one of your famous authors of the pilgrim in his progress. Lucifer is truly the symbol of the divine holy child, thinking himself, herself, to be powerful enough to be separate and to want to use the temporal power, the divine power, in a temporal way. So Lucifer's story and the war in the heavens and the fallen angel is the story of humankind. And as you will ponder it, you will see the parallels to what you have gone through even in this lifetime, the journey of this lifetime. Lucifer, one of the angels, light bearer, the name means bearer of light, which you are. And yet the story goes that he wanted to use it for his own means. Have you ever done that? Have you ever felt yourself to be separate enough from the Father, from the Creative One, from the Mother, all that is, that you felt you had to use your own, rely upon your own power, light bearer that you are? Have you ever felt that you have fallen from grace? In other words, fallen out of favor? Of course. There have been times that you have felt lost. Lucifer is the story that explains your journey over and over. And yet, Lucifer is the light, the bearer of light, an angel, the same as you. Plays a very important part in the history. Plays a very important part in allowing ones to delve deeper into what is the meaning of the individual, so-called individual, life. Has all levels of meaning depending on how the authority, many of your priests, rabbis, ministers, pastors, whatever you want to call them, have used this tool, this story. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for asking. Beloved one, it is a joy to greet you.
Very joyous to be here and to appreciate all the love that you have shared with us. Thank you.
My pleasure, of course. What would you speak of?
Well, I would speak of the alarm that you and Anna and Mary gave me this morning about the course outline for Heaven on Earth 101.
Yes.
Would you please tell me more about how that's going to unfold and your role, and I need your support in this.
Well, of course you have my support in it, because there is no separation, and I would not be apart from anything that will lead to the awakening. The Course 101, actually, it is, you may call it that if you want to, but it is actually a very advanced course, and it is a very old course. It is a course where there will be remembrance of, yes, we have done this before. Yes, it is a coming to the place of knowing, truly knowing, not just the intellectual, but with the heart of the divinity of all of life. And it will be, as you have already been contemplating it, it will be easy. It will be contagious. It is something that ones have been asking for. so that they will. It will spread by word of mouth. It will spread as an energy of the wildfire light, and it will take hold once again as a remembrance. So, of course, we will all be with you with this. It will be a most joyful project. We will project our energy, our light, into transforming everyone and everything into the remembrance. Very good. Yes. And if ones of you are wondering about what this is, you may speak with the one known as Eva and become part of the supportive energy, both as supportive energy at a distance and also to be involved in it as well, because it will take as much energy as ones want to put into it. Beloved brother, it is good to see you. What would you speak of?
Well, 2 years ago, I started my own website.
Yes.
And one of the things that I wanted was something to start it off, to say this is what it is. And that was the picture that my brother helped me put together. And quite by accident, we found the Hubble space shot that I am now suspended in the middle of. And when I saw that picture, when it came from my brother by email, he sent it to me, complete, ready to use, that beautiful phrase came to my mind. I was inspired with, and it said, "From the cosmos you have come, to the cosmos you shall return." And I would just like to know, can you comment on that? Because I felt that was so special to me, and I don't know that I understand the full implications of it.
It is very much the truth of your being. It is very much what we have been speaking of all of the time that we have spent these days together and many other days as well. From the cosmos, yes, you have come. From the other galaxies, you are the star seeds. And even before that, the intelligence of the One, always expanding, always expressing, always experiencing. From the cosmos you have come, to the cosmos you will return. In other words, in the remembrance of that, that you are now, as you feel yourself to be the individual, most wonderful, you are the same as the Course that you speak of, 101. You are sparking for others that remembrance that truly I am here to play a part. But this is not all I am. I have come from and I will return, but in that returning, I will keep on going. Because never do you leave behind any part of yourself, any intelligence that you have ever known, been, expressed. You bring that, at least a part of it, with a consciousness into every incarnation. And when you leave an incarnation, you take all of that intelligence, you go back, and it is as a wellspring from the cosmos and even more, and you ask from that wellspring, where shall I go now? What do I want to? And it is within a second and outside of time, a second of time, you know where you are going to flow next. Many times you have chosen to reincarnate in a reality such as this, on Holy Mother Earth, for a time period to allow the evolution of consciousness upon this plane. As you have felt, all of you, there is a shifting of energy that is happening, an awakening that is happening, moving into another dimension, as you have called it. And yet, of course, the breaking down into dimensions is yet conceptual, because there is, in truth, no breaking down. In any moment, you are either in any dimension you want to be. There is no discrete cutting off. So you go from what you understand the past to be from the cosmos, and you bring some of that remembrance as will be applicable to this reality. And when you are finished with this reality, either in what you call in between lives, or when you are completely complete with this reality, to the cosmos you will return, keeping all of that with you as you go on to expand. It is most wonderful because I have said to you, you have the prophecies, ones who love to give you prophecies, and there is great benefit in prophecy because it gets you to think, is this true? And oftentimes, if you think that the person giving you a prophecy is wise enough, then the prophecy must be true. But you now have come to a place where you're claiming your power, and you are saying, maybe they have a hold of the tail of the elephant. Maybe there's more to this. And so you begin playing with the prophecies. Now, in truth, no one can give you a prophecy of the future because it has not been written yet. You are ongoing Christ energy that is forever creating, expressing, experiencing. And it will be that way forever and beyond, because even the concept of time is in this reality, but not all realities. And so there's going to be a place where you truly run out of time. I hear you saying that. I'm running out of time. Good. And there's going to come a point where you truly run out of time because you don't need it anymore. It is only within certain realities. And you will feel yourself so expansive that you have to move the wings, and time does not fit. You do the pushing out of boundaries, and you say, well, in truth, there is no time, and that is true. In truth, there is no time. But within this reality, there is. So from the cosmos you have come, and to the cosmos you will return. And from that wellspring, which the cosmos is as a concept or a label, you will draw from that to make the next reality, the next experience.
Can I ask, in addition to that then, do we choose or are we sent?
Both.
Okay.
You choose, but you choose because you are sent. There is a knowing that you have purpose, that you have mission, that the intelligence, capital I, is not without purpose. The purpose is to express creativity. And the purpose is to bring light, intelligence, everywhere, and to see how you want to mold and shape that in every and any reality. So in that sense, you are sent because of an inner directive. But in another sense, you choose. There is no referee, there is no God entity that is separate from you that says you must go, that you have to go to a certain reality, or that you have to repeat lifetimes in order to make up for some sin that you have done some other lifetime. There is, in truth, no sin, only choices that you make, and whatever you experience from that. If there would be any sin, it would be only the fleeting, temporary thought that you could somehow be separate from the love that you are. And that is fleeting and temporal. Now, anyone else to ask question?
Hello, Joshua.
It is good to greet you.
Yes, it's very good to greet you. Recently, I've been told that it would benefit me to do some past life work, and in the past, I've always thought that that meant releasing low vibration energy, trauma, that kind of thing, and I've become aware that it can be claiming strengths, higher vibration energy, and bringing, remembering them.
Yes.
Okay, good. So, can you tell me past life that it would be helpful for me to explore a bit?
There are several lifetimes that it would be fun to explore. For many lifetimes, you have been healer. You have been the wise woman of the village, and ones have come to you for healing of the body, what herbs of the field could be used, what of the rocks had special vibrational quality that could be used. Many times, lifetimes, you have done this role because it is where your heart truly lies, to facilitate for others their remembrance of the wholeness that they are, that they do not have to suffer with any of the physical discomfort, and that they do not have to suffer with any of the emotional discomfort. So many times they would come to you and you would give them something tangible that they would feel was healing. Many times it was a feather, because it came from the freest of the, we will call animal kingdom, the birds, who were quite free to have new perspective, to be able to be above it all, and to have new perspective. So many times you would give to them a feather, and it would be for them at first a magic feather, that they would feel that you had infused it with healing. They would come to know later that what the magic was their belief in the possibility that they did not have to suffer, and then the probability that they did not have to suffer. And this could be over a period of a lifetime, a period of months, or a period of just a few seconds' time, and they would realize that they were healed. So for you, you have discerned well that the past life experiences do not need to be going back and delving into what I have done wrong, how I have sinned, how I have had negative energy, how I have to get rid of all of the trauma of the past. That, of course, comes from the belief in duality. And that is usually the first place that the human ego runs to and says, oh, must have been something wrong. I have to release that. I have to get rid of it. It's a heavy burden. I don't even know what it is. It's like the original sin. But I know I'm carrying it somewhere in my knapsack back there, and I'd better get it out so I can be lighter. Overlooking all of the good strengths, which far outnumber all of the times that you have made choices that have brought upon yourself what seemed to be trauma, and yet even the trauma has been as a very intense gift to know your own creative strength. So yes, go to what seems to be past lives. Now these past lives, most wonderful concepts, they're not past at all. They're really very much with you. That is why they are accessible to you. They're very much present with you. They are what you have brought with you into this lifetime to help you deal with whatever you have said you're going to deal with in this lifetime. So the past lives are not something that is like a lineage that's passed there somewhere, and gosh, if I find a technique or if I find a healer who is good enough to take me back to somewhere, you don't need even that. All you do is you sit with a quiet breath, and whatever comes to you, you honor it. And you take then, yes, that is fine, then you take from that all of the strength and the knowing of the creative holy child.
Thank you. Sort of related, when I'm working with people and doing healing, one of the techniques that I learned is to, it's called axiotonal alignment, where we bring back the energies of the person that are scattered. And my question has been, if I understand correctly, some of the things you've said, our soul may actually be manifesting in different places at the same time that we're in this body. If I'm working on doing that, is there some risk of bringing in these other?
No.
No, okay.
No, there is not. The soul is at one level a concept, but it is a way of understanding the allness of what in this reality is believed to be the individuated energy. In other words, individual. So that you have individual soul that is the repository of all of the experiences of every lifetime. But it is much more than that, because as we have spoken, your soul, your experiences very much meld with others. And there is no cutting off to say, this is all I have ever been. It blends. It is very much one. The only place where you get into the discreteness of specificity is in this point of focus that says, I am this body, I am this personality, I am this individual. But that is just this point of focus. So when you do work with others, truly their energies are not scattered. That, again, is a concept and a belief that they could be scattered. So it is good to work with their belief and their concept that perhaps I'm not all here. And sometimes people will walk around acting like they're not all here. So you work with that, and you bring them to a belief where they know that they've brought in all parts of themselves and that they are integrated. It is very good that as part of the healing, so that they begin to remember that they are integrated and that they are okay. But you do not risk messing up what other parts of the soul, again, this is concept, are other parts are expressing, maybe in what would be other parallel lifetimes, etc. And other dimensions, exactly. Because you see, the holy child is vast. The holy child is much more than what this reality comprehends. But what this reality does comprehend is wonderful. But this reality still struggles with separation, still struggles with the possibility of the duality. And so as you work with ones and you say, okay, perhaps you don't feel all together, all integrated, whatever. We will work with bringing your energies all into alignment. And that is very good, because that allows them to remember at some point, I am all. And they are, as you are, all one, vast. So the work that you do, it is most important and it is most timely. Again, it will go back to the 101 course. You see, all of this is integrated and related. Mm-hmm. It is vast. Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening. It is a joy to behold you.
Thank you. And you. I'm wondering, this may be related to Diane's question, but I've been feeling very intensely emotions in the past months.
Yes.
And it's been challenging at times.
Oh, yes.
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 So I'm wondering if this is to bring into better balance my intellectual and emotional sides.
Yes.
And in the past, you've suggested that I have another something to accomplish. And I'm wondering if it's just to bring this into more alignment in my life, to bring the emotional component into my decisions.
Yes. It is good to integrate all of the seemingly separate aspects of self and to bring in anything that feels like it might be somewhere separate. Now, I have spoken that in the past, well, truly in the past 4 decades, there has been much shifting and changing. And within what you see as the past 4 months, there has been an intensity of shifting and changing within the collective consciousness. And those of you, and this includes all of you who are sensitives, you feel the shifts and the changes in energy that are going on even halfway around what you call the planet, our Holy Mother Earth. You can feel the struggles, you can feel the emotion, you can feel what other ones are being challenged by. And oftentimes, it is the first resort of the human to say, this is my stuff. And it is your stuff in that there is no separation, and in that you do have the open heart and the caring heart, but it is not necessarily your stuff as you understand individuated energy. So what you do is you take the deep breath, and you ask, is this my stuff as individual, or is this from all of the shifting that is going on? And it really doesn't matter where it comes from, because the healing is the same. It is to know that it is the Christ awakening.
So we don't have to really understand the past life view, just be open and surrender.
Right.
Yes. Because I didn't know if it was personal relationships, but you're suggesting it's just the bigger picture.
It is truly the bigger picture, but how you deal with it then is always on the individual level.
Yes.
And the best way to deal with that is, first of all, with a deep breath, which allows the grounding. And then the second way is to look to see, where are the feet? Where am I right now? Am I in conflict? Am I in trouble? Is there a threat anywhere right now? No, actually, I'm doing okay. And then to allow the light of your being to surround yourself again as knowing, because it's always there, but to know it in your awareness.
Yes.
And then to expand it, to take in, as one has already spoken of, the wrapping, to wrap everyone, surround everyone in the awareness of the light that they are.
Thank you.
Thank you for asking, because it is, as you have discerned, it is not just your question. Others have been feeling the same thing going on and wondering, what have I done wrong? What can I do to heal this? Why am I not feeling integrated? It was a very good question. Yes. I greet you, brother. It is great to see you.
Blessings to you, and thank you very much for your invitation to this.
Yes. I am glad you took up the invitation.
Oh,
not everyone did.
I missed this for anything. As you know, I've my heart's desire has been to bring your message through some other people to the world.
Yes.
For the last year, I have done virtually nothing towards that, at least I feel myself, to further that venture. And I've been in business worldwide for 25 years and know what to do. I'm having a great deal of difficulty in communicating these answers, questions, whatever, with the individuals that I work with. I'm sitting there watching them waste thousands of dollars and many, many hours, while I feel that the whole earth can use this so desperately. Do you have an answer for me as to what I might be able to do to speed this up, or just patience, because I'm going sideways? I've had an offer from another firm which is substantially more significant. I don't want to go. I really don't. But if the situation continues as it is, for mental well-being as well as everything else, I just don't know what to do.
In truth, what you are speaking of is not exclusive. One is not exclusive of the other. You can do whatever you want to do and incorporate also what your heart is wanting to do and putting forth the message. You will do that anyway. What you want to do is expand your focus. For a while, you have been looking to these ones as being all power and feeling a bit on the outside of it. They are doing their own thing in their own way. That is their choice, how they proceed. It's the same with any company. You can go to any corporation, any company, and you can look at it and you can see, as the efficiency experts that you used to have, or maybe you still do have, could say that this all could be streamlined much better. Well, you can see that with this company, and it's true with every company. But for yourself, What you want to do is expand your focus and see what they are doing as part of what you are involved in, but not everything, because you don't have to be exclusive about any of it. You can include all. You can go and make the golden coins in another area and have this other that you want to be doing in its own timing. Now, this is a very important part of it. There is an exquisite timing about it, because many have asked, all of you have asked with various issues you've dealt with, about the patience topic and about the timing of every project that comes forth. This project has a life of its own. They are facilitating it in their own way, as best they know how, and it is what they're choosing to do, as any corporation does. But it does have its own life and its own timing. And you have a saying in your world, you cannot push the river. And you have tried to push this project, and nothing happened. It just slipped through the fingers, and it was very frustrating. What you do is you expand your vision, and you know that that which is dear to your heart is going to be part of what you do. But it doesn't have to be all. In fact, I would say to you that you can be most effective in other areas as well, because it will bring you into contact with ones who don't know yet, perhaps, that they are hungering and thirsting. They have their focus set upon maybe world issues and earning the golden coins, whatever. And you will bring a breath of fresh air. You will do, according to what they think the outline is. But you will not be just circumscribed to that. That is why you have come to this gathering, and I thank you for doing that, is to expand, to see that truly you are much more than what this one group you have been dealing with is. They are doing a good work, and you are very much a part of it. But that is not all that you are.
Thank you.
Expand your focus.
Thanks.
Thank you. This is true for all of you as you get into certain projects that are dear to your heart, and you want to be working with them in a certain timing. And you can see what the goal is that you want to reach, and you have been asking, why doesn't it manifest sooner? I can see the goal. Why isn't it right here, right now? And it's because there are various aspects that have to be, according to the ones dealing with, have to be completed. And sometimes there are players who have to come on the scene who are not on the scene yet. And the project would not be complete without that or those players. And sometimes there is, and always there is, the exquisite timing of their choices. So you take the deep breath, and you breathe, and you say, okay, within the gift of time, I use my tool of patience, and I breathe. Beloved one, it is a joy to behold you. How beautiful you are.
Thank you very much.
What would you speak of?
I would like to ask how I am to help my father. He has Alzheimer's and is a cardiac patient.
Yes.
And he is very angry, and he is very disorientated at times, and he is very fearful.
Yes.
His transition is becoming more difficult for him to let go of this body that he has. And there's a lot of fear and even violence around that whole issue.
Of course.
And it gets directed at me as well.
Of course. You are handy.
Yes. I would like to know how to best help him make a peaceful transition so that he is not so cumbersome to all of us and make a peaceful journey.
Yes.
And then where my path lies past this, I realize I scripted this, that I was to help in this transition along with my mother's. And
yes. You have stepped in where angels would fear to tread. You have stepped up to the plate. You have said, okay, I have the strength, the courage to handle this, to be the facilitator that helps ones with what they see to be a difficult time. In truth, you cannot make his passing any easier for him. In truth, you cannot make it any more difficult for him either. He is a master, and he makes his own choosing, his own choices. You can want to help him, and you can do this by speaking to his higher self, because speaking, as you have seen, directly to the personality self does not get through. But you can speak to the higher self of this one, and you can allow the higher self of this one to know your love and your desire for a not only a peaceful passing, but a not fearsome passing. Yes, the anger is very much coming from the root of fear. He does not know, and he has been taught, he does not know what to expect. And what he has been taught is fear. Yes. That once he lets go of the body, there is going to be in the subconscious of his mind and in the conscious as well, there is going to be hell to pay. Because he knows, according to what he's been told, that he has sinned. And he repeats over and over, well, it is as the small child. If I'm going to be punished, then I'm going to do it again anyway. And so he repeats it over and over because he knows, quote unquote knows, he's going to be punished for it. So what the heck, he's already in for it. So the anger comes from the fear. And that is how you can help with speaking to the higher self of him, to reassure that the mother, as you know, is very happy, very joyful. She is as the free child who has found once again her innocence and the joy of that innocence. And that truly, yes, she will be there to meet him and to rejoice. And the other family members whom he has known in previous times will be there to meet him as well, and there will be no judgment. So you can speak this to the higher self. If you were to speak it, you know, to the personality self, it would not be received. But the higher self is open and can be addressed. I would say to you that what you face is the same as we spoke to the beloved brother a moment or so ago. To expand your focus, you have done very well in taking care of the parents, providing for them a safe place, a nurturing place, bringing in the health ones to deal with the health issues, taking them everywhere they needed to go, providing for them everything. And your focus has been very much on their welfare. And this has been according to what you said you would do. But now comes a time when you will want to expand your focus and to ask of yourself, how do I want the next 100 years of my life to be? How do I want my artwork to be? You have already made some beginnings in that area. Set aside time for yourself, for the expression. Set aside time for yourself for the travel, because you will want to go and be with others of like mind who will nurture that creative part of you. You deserve it. It will not matter to the father, the biological parent, whether you are actually there or not. Yes, he will make some noises about it.
Yes, he does.
But what is that to you? It is just noise. The same as you might have some static on the radio. You just say, okay, that is noise, that is static. I care about you. I speak to your higher self. I love you. I would change things for you if I could. But as the master which he is, you cannot change that which he chooses to do. You have seen that. He is a big steamroller. So you allow the noises that he makes just to be as static on the radio. And you can either tune it out or just say, okay, you know, that is just the way he is. And I love him. I know that he is making his journey. He is completing, in truth, he is completing many, many lifetimes with this lifetime, lifetimes where he has had to lay down the body in many torturous ways. And he has gone into what you call the afterlife with the belief that he was going to burn in hell. And there has been a short time period, because you carry with you the belief for a short time, where he did feel he suffered. But then he felt cleansed, purified, whatever you want, because that was the belief teaching. And then he was free to choose anew, and he decided that he wanted to try this thing again. He is completing in this lifetime walking through that really big brick wall of fear, and that is why he fights it so. But at the same time, it is a completion, for he is going to find that the brick wall he passes through very easily, and on the other side are all the ones waiting to welcome him. For he will not, even though there has been a heavy teaching in this lifetime of what is the afterlife, he will find that in an instant time, he will not be in that belief system, because there will be such a light and such a joy and such a welcoming that all that has gone before previous as belief system is as a no-thing, which it is, a no-thing. Mm-hmm. And instantly he will be embraced by me, by my mother Mary, by his mate, who will at that point welcome him, because he will not be carrying the baggage with him.
And lastly, I would just like to ask, where does my path lie after this transition of his?
You have a most wonderful path, as it is seen now. You are going to become quite well known in a creative way, in what you bring forth. You are going to travel. You are going to be as a name that ones are going to recognize, not only in this generation, but in other generations as well. Because having completed that which you said you would do as the world duty, you are now free, as the butterfly, to go ahead and express. The ones who have met you in this day and time are going to say, I knew her when, before.
Thank you, Joshua.
You are welcome.
Thank you for your blessings. And just send love to Mom for me.
She says, of course. She is here, very much here, with you. Yeah. Beloved one, it is a joy to see you.
Well,
how are you this evening?
I'm very well, thank you.
Yes, you are.
I have a couple of personal questions, one of which, now this is going to sound silly and everyone's going to get a little bit of a laugh out of it, but as I listen to the tapes, I feel kind of distant from what's going on. And anyway, do you love me? I told you they'd laugh.
Yes, I do. And the question is a very good one, because separated ego often will bring that up within each and every one of you. Am I loved? Do I deserve to be loved? Does anyone love me? Does anyone truly know me? And if knowing me, can they still love me? Yes, I love you.
Thank you. I love you very much too.
I accept.
I have a chronic cough. It goes on all the time. Can you tell me what's behind it and what, if anything, I can do to heal it?
First of all, I would ask, do you need to heal it? Do you need to be rid of it?
I would prefer to be
rid of it. That is a good place to start. It is as a nuisance. It is not something that is going to be doing in the body. The body is very strong. But it is as a nuisance that you would rather be rid of. It is truly an expression that you are wanting to get out there. And it comes from many lifetimes when you have had to hold back and not express and not say anything. And in this lifetime, you even came with a sort of nuisance in the speech. It is an old holdover from many lifetimes when you were, if you were noticed at all, and there were many lifetimes where you were not even noticed, you were just as a possession to serve and you were not valued. But if you were noticed at all in some of the other lifetimes, it was to have the abuse and you were not to speak. And you had many wonderful thoughts that you wanted to share. There were many times when you would see your master or mistress in turmoil or in sorrow or in grief, and you would want to comfort them, and you would want to say, there is more to life than what you see. Don't be so sorrowful. But if you were to speak those words, you were not heard. It was the abuse. And so you, many times, you had the tongue cut out so that you would not bother with speaking. Other times you were branded, and sometimes the brand would be right here on the chest because you were a possession. This lifetime you have the residual, and as you have spoken, it is a nuisance that you want to be rid of. What you will do is the deep breathing exercises. There are ones who, friends who can give you guidance with this, but mainly you know there is an inner knowing that knows how to do this. And it is also to shed from the self the old, old feeling that you'll have to keep it all closed in. Now this lifetime you have broken through that already. You have expressed, I watched this last evening at your talent show, where you were very much out there doing everything, you know, just really with it, and expressing yourself most freely. So you have, in truth, already broken through that which has been as a residual that you brought into this lifetime. So do the deep breathing. Do the knowing that you are free. And the other will just, one day you will say, I haven't experienced that for a while.
Good, thank you. Now, I used to know a young woman back in the 80s who certainly believed herself to be the previous Queen Elizabeth. And her everything about her said, yes, this is so. And I wanted to know from you, is that correct?
It is correct.
I thought so, and I was there at the time.
And you were there at the time.
And it didn't end too well, as I recall.
Exactly.
I've always had the feeling I fled to America to get away from the whole thing, the royalty and all that.
You did. And it was one of the lifetimes we have just spoken of where what you had to share was not received. Yes.
Okay, and the only other thing, my cat, I just got a new cat, a new little kitten, and he's one, I believe, that came back from just 7 years ago,
yes.
Alex, and he is Alex, isn't
he? Oh,
yes. Now, in the meantime, my other cat, who also came from another time, Fritz Casey, is having a real problem with it. He's kind of a there's a story behind that. he's having a lot of problem, and I'm wondering what I can do to make things. I mean, he was having a problem before little Freddie Chopin, the new name, showed up, and now, of course, it just made it a little worse.
Right.
So what can I do to make things easier for him?
In truth, it is very much as we have spoken with people and little small ones. You do as best you can with speaking to them, and you can do this mentally and you can do it with the words, that the harmony in the house is important and that you love each one of them and you appreciate the value and the qualities of each one, and that it would be very preferable that they appreciate each other. Then you leave it at that, because again, these are masters who have chosen to incarnate in the form of the cats, the kittens in this case, domesticated. Other times they have chosen to be the wild cats. Other times they have chosen to be humans. You bring up an important point here. The human, in its arrogance, feels itself to be the top of the line in the intelligence, and everything else is as object. You're moving past that because you're feeling such love for the animals, the other forms of life. But in truth, you have been the cats, the dogs, the horses, the dolphins. You have experienced all of that. And when you get to experience, as you are now doing, the human life, if you want to, and oftentimes you do, because as masters you realize that you can love unconditionally as the pet, and you can be supposedly at the mercy of the master, but you can still love. It is one of the most wonderful examples of true love, to come as in the animal form and to be, quote, at the mercy of someone else and yet to love them through it all. And so oftentimes, as you have experienced the human life, the incarnation, many, many times over maybe, and then you choose to come back as a bird, as a cat, as a horse, whatever. It is not a diminishing of the Christ power. In truth, it is very much an expansion of the experience and expression of the Christ divinity. But in man's, woman's, arrogance, it has been said that this is the top of the line and everything else has to serve you. And there has been much belief throughout generations that the four-footed ones, the two-footed ones, whatever you have, were just possessions. But now you are feeling such a heart resonance with these ones that you know that they are the Christ, the life, incarnate in another form. So you allow these ones to live out their drama. They are very much like the two-footed ones who have personalities. You have noticed that each one of the animals, the pets, they all have personalities of their own. Sometimes they get along, sometimes they don't. And you just love them. And you can speak with them, both with the words of the mouth and mainly with the mental. They know. Yeah. They know even before you start to say anything.
I've been doing that some since I've been here.
Yes.
My work environment seems to be a whole lot better now. Things have shifted, and I feel like I'm supposed to be there. Even though I look forward to retirement, I don't really want to leave. So right. That is all just in divine order. And
it is in divine order, yes.
And this new manager, finally we're getting a manager. He will work well there, do you think? Will he work out? What's his name? Brian Davis.
How do you see this working out?
Well, he's brand new pharmacist even. But I see myself and at least one other tech supporting him fully and helping to make it easier for him.
Then it will go well.
Good.
You see, it really depends on how you see the situation. It is very much the way any incident, anything happens, and you can have two people seeing the very same thing. And one will say, oh, what a tragedy, what an awful mess it was. And the other one will look at it and say, but how wonderful it was. I saw something entirely different. So as another person comes on board, what you expect, how you envision them, will affect the outcome. And with all of your love, how could it be other than good?
Thank you. Thank you for everything.
Thank you, of course. It would be a good time now to take a break, yes, a short break, well, maybe a little longer, and to allow the bodies to stretch, and I believe there's a bit of celebration to be celebrated, and then we will come back and have more of the questions. So be it. Now, we continue. Who would have another question? Yes, beloved one.
Oh, I am so grateful to be here, and I am in such joy.
Yes, of course.
As you know, this week has just been such a transforming week. It feels like it's been bringing the energies for the last several years to come together.
Yes.
And there's been more of an awareness for me, and as things have been sort of settling down this week, and it's been wonderful. And as you know, there's a whole new opening for me, and I have been asking that it comes in a supportive way, in a loving way.
Yes.
And I just wonder if you have any guidance for me with regards to what is on this journey of mine.
In truth, beloved one, you have already discerned that this is the beginning of a most wonderful chapter. That which you have to offer, and you have been offering it wherever any opening came along, is now going to spread out to many, many more venues. You are going to be most busy, mm-hmm. most happy.
Yes.
You are going to be doing the traveling that you have envisioned and wanted to do. And it is going to include some of the travels with the mate as well. It's not that you're going to have to pack up your bag and go by yourself. Some of these travels are going to be joyful ones, fun ones, just for the pleasure of it, because what you have to offer is very much of the light. So, of course, you're going to take the light with you. But as you have discerned what you have been preparing over this whole lifetime, truthfully, and other lifetimes as well leading up to this, is very much going to serve humanity. Humanity is ready and seeking for what you have to offer, the gentleness and the imaging of the wholeness of the child at any age, any size. Mm-hmm. And so what you are embarking upon, it is going to lead to many other doors opening. And you are going to have much fun with it. You have been preparing yourself because, again, it has to do with timing. There was a preparation that you wanted to do to feel strong enough in this.
Yes.
So you have gone to your various venues and places, and you have put on the wings, and you have done your things. You started out, you know, and would this be okay, and so forth. And then you got more of the, and now you are at the place where it's like, yes, I know this. I am this. And now you have the foundation that you have been putting into place for some years so that you are ready. And so you will have fun with it. It won't be what you call the stretch. It will just be a giving.
And so as I'm giving, I'm just praying that the words that I am to share will be the words that each person needs to
hear.
Has
it ever failed you?
No.
No. Always you will have the words to speak. You will just open the mouth and it will flow. And as we have said other times, it really doesn't matter what you say. What matters is the love from the heart and the intent. And the other ones are going to pick out of whatever you say. It could be even a foreign language. They will pick up what they are ready to hear, what their own heart and soul has been hungering for. they are going to find it. So I have said to all of you, do not worry as you go about what you are going to say, where you are going to put the head at night, how you are going to find the food and raiment. It is going to be there for you. You trust. That is what the foundation was about. And yes, it will not fail you.
Wonderful. This wrapping, where did that come from?
It is a most wonderful outward visioning of wrapping. Ones can do it in the bubble. I have seen ones do that. Yours is more vigorous with a wrapping. It comes from lifetimes when it was a ritual in your village and tribe. And you have brought it into this lifetime as a very natural thing to do. You are a very energetic person. So, of course, you are going to do something very energetic. Others do the bubble. Others do the visioning. Different ways of doing the very same thing. And yes, as it has been suggested, you have been the silkworm.
Aha.
You have been the caterpillar. You have known those forms where you did the wrapping of self, and out of it emerged the most wonderful creation.
Within that wrapping, I have seen miracles happen.
Yes.
With my daughter.
Yes.
Recently, we were all at the table and we were wrapping.
Yes.
And there was bombs in England.
Yes.
And no one was hurt.
Exactly.
And I had the intention at one point in time, I know this, that no one would be hurt in England.
Yes.
And no one was hurt.
And did your wrapping have anything to do with it?
That is the question.
What is the answer?
I'm feeling that it did.
It did. In truth, it did. Because there is no separation. As you will put forth the intent, which you did, you put forth that envisioning, and you did your wrapping, which was the outward form of what you were feeling inner with the intention. Yes, it affected what then came later in the outer. Yes.
And that would be the same with the flood that my daughter just finished experiencing.
Yes.
And there was a log jam.
Yes.
And so they were not caught in the flood.
Exactly.
And the crow brought the information to me.
Yes.
On the screen door. Jerry saw the crow hanging on the door.
Yes.
Never had a crow in 24 years hang on our door.
A messenger, yes.
Yes.
Now, I want to put a caveat to this, in that you can do, from the most sincere intent, the visioning and the wrapping, however you see it to be, and it does affect as opportunity and possibility.
Yes.
Others have choice, as you have discerned. So if you do your visioning and you do your intent and you do your wrapping and then something happens and you say, oh, then I didn't put enough love energy into it or I failed somehow. No, it is not that. It is that you have put it out there with the purest and sincere heart and others have made their choice. Perhaps they need a bit more, as they see it, drama. And so they do whatever they need to do. But as you will find more and more ones being willing to have the visioning and the intent to see peace, to see honor, respect, and safety for even the physical body, it is as a most wonderful wave, a contagious wave, that does affect the evolution of the collective consciousness.
Wonderful.
It is wonderful.
I'm at the moment reading a book that Brent Haskell channeled.
Yes.
That you wrote. And I'm interested in, it keeps talking about values.
Yes.
And you spoke to Don recently about values and that he had lived in one life where he had let go of all values, which is my perception of what is being shared in the Course in Miracles from from with what Brent is sharing.
Yes.
And that he now is choosing to live in a place of love where there is more attachment to values. Because the love, the... Could you just share that a little bit? Did I get that right? Like,
it is a difficult concept, and that is why it is a bit difficult to put it into words. Because value subtly speaks of judgment, of saying that something has more or less value. When one lets go of judgment and looks with the eyes of the Christ and says that, I know, everything serves the atonement, the realization of at one-ment, then the value system, which is always arbitrary in every society, and as you have seen, it changes from one time to another time, one society to another time, is let go. And one knows that no matter how something would be seen in appearance, it all serves the atonement. In that place, then, one knows that everything has value, and yet there is not judgment.
Thank you.
Thank you for asking. To you.
Oh, good evening, Yeshua.
Good evening to you, Christ person.
I am. It's good to be called by my name.
Yes.
And I'm just happy. I don't know if I have a question, but I'm just happy here to have the opportunity to talk with you personally.
And it is my pleasure.
And maybe a question will come out of this. But, you know, you and I need to have a talk.
We talk all of the time.
Wow, do we ever. But we need more, a more focused talk. I know you and I know a few lifetimes before we walked together, I know I made fun of the Jewish religion. I didn't take it seriously. I turned my back on it.
Of course.
And then I met you 2,000 years ago. I attended your teachings.
Yes.
It was refreshing.
Yes.
It was a new life.
Yes.
But here I am, attending your teachings again. Now, how slow am I? When am I going to wake up? When am I going to wake up? You know, that could be a question.
And you have the answer to it. Truly,
I do have the answer.
You are awakened. Many of you have asked this. If I walked with one Jesus, if I studied and knew his teachings even in other lifetimes, why am I back here again, seemingly searching again? It is because you have agreed that you will walk the life that the brothers and sisters understand in a place of the temporary forgetting, and yet you do not forget. It is deep within you. You have chosen again an incarnation, to come and to serve as the master which you are. You have chosen, not because you had to, but out of great courage, you have said, I will go to that reality that is really messed up.
To that powerful illusion.
Exactly. And I will bring my remembrance, faint as it may be at that point when I get into the incarnation, I will bring it, and I will poke fun at various parts of the beliefs and allow myself to know the truth that all of it serves the atonement and all of it is but a play on the stage. You know how to play on the stage.
But so many times I said, I'm not coming back, but I'm the first one to line up for another rubber suit.
This is true.
What is wrong with this picture, really?
In truth, there is nothing wrong with it. Many of you have made choice out of great courage to come once again, especially at this time, to help with the turning of an age, an awakening, if you will, a time when the collective consciousness is completing with some of its issues. Not all of the brothers and sisters are at a place of completing with their issues. In other words, there are going to be some who carry it on into other incarnations as well. But many are awakening to the place where they say, been there, done that. This isn't fun anymore. I want to find what is really good and true. And at that point, you pop up and you say, friendship is good and true. Life is good and true. Look all around you at the beauty and the treasure and awakening, which it is. There's nothing wrong with a picture. Everything is right with your picture. And yes, you have volunteered many times to come back. And then you have said, now why did I do that? To serve. To love, serve, and remember.
Will I remember? I'm okay. I'm not too concerned in this lifetime about the material conditions, for I know whatever it is that I live is of my choice.
Right.
Whatever it is that I have is of my choice.
Right.
Should I not be pleased with my choices, then I just make different choices.
Right.
So, not too concerned with that, but. And I've learned in this lifetime about somewhat embracing life, which to me means being more and more who I am, as opposed to doing and running around like a chicken with my head cut off.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, am I embracing life as far as you can see? If I do have a question tonight, that would be, am I embracing life?
Yes, very much so. You have found freedom. You have said all of these things of the world mean nothing as far as attachment. I know that whatever I need will be provided for me. I am now free to go and to befriend to anyone and everyone. Yes, you are living life to its fullest.
Well, I thank you very much then.
I would ask of you, I would like to live life to its fullest. May I borrow the chapeau?
Absolutely. May I?
Right. Come forward. Beloved brother, how are you in this evening?
It has been many months since we had the chance to communicate in this manner.
This is true, yes.
I like your new apparel. It looks very appropriate.
Yes, it is not quite the style that we used to wear, but it is very, very good, yes. Yes.
Debonair.
What would you speak of this evening?
I have several personal questions I'd like to ask. One is related to my health.
Yes.
I've had a recurring intermittent condition in my leg and my foot, my left foot, that I don't quite understand. It seems to be aching and giving me pain, particularly if I get up in the morning, and it affects my ability to walk properly. I'm not sure what that's about, whether it's something I should be concerned about or something I can do about it. But
yes, there is something you can do about it, and it goes back to the collective belief that has been carried forward from other lifetimes, that as there is certain garnering of years, some of the body parts begin to be a bit stiff, painful, worn out, whatever. So, of course, how you go about changing that is to say, okay, that is not true. You look to your diet, of course. You look to the flexibility. You do what is known as the various exercises that allow extra flexibility. You know yourself to be spirit, activating the body. And then you love that part of you that is crying out to be loved.
Visualize it being whole.
Yes.
Yes.
And literally reach down and massage and hold it. And as you do that, you give it love because there is much love in your touch.
Okay, good. The other area, I've been approached by a number of friends about that it would be appropriate for me to start sharing my gifts, but I'm really confused exactly how that would be the best way to do that.
Yes. You have a grouping of friends. You will start with that grouping of friends and invite them to be with you in your home. And they will speak to others who would be of interest, have the same interest, want to know more. And after a while, you will find that the grouping is too big for the home. And you will then take it out to other places. It is time.
And the other area of health, many times, in fact, almost every day, I get a period during the day, afternoon, where I have to have a sleep. And I'm not sure whether that's a case of where I'm integrating things and I need to rest or what that's all about, but there's just an overpowering feeling to need to have some sleep.
Yes.
Midday.
Right. Many of the brothers and sisters are feeling the same thing this day and time. You have such an intensity of energy that you put into whatever you're doing throughout the morning that by midday or mid-afternoon, the body wants a break, a rest. Even if you are doing the office work or you have others around you, you want to take a few moments to take a rest or revive if it is not possible to actually put the body and allow it to rest, to ingest much more water. But yes, it is a very common thing that is happening in this day and time. For there is, as we have said, there is much that is shifting and changing upon this plane. And you are feeling that. You will want to do the water. You know the power of water. You know the power of blessing the water. Mm-hmm. But do not feel guilty if you take time to allow the body to rest, to take the what is called the nap. It is necessary because then you get up from the nap and you go at it again with an intensity. All of you are like this. You have felt a growing intensity of whatever you're dealing with. So that the time that you allow the body to restructure itself, allow the cells to re-nurture themselves, it is important. Other lifetimes, well, even in societies now, you have what is called the afternoon siesta. And other lifetimes, it was called the time of meditation, when you would take yourself apart for a while, and you would sit quietly, sometimes falling asleep, other times just going very deep in the meditation, which would allow the body to restructure itself. Do not feel guilty. It is necessary.
Thank you.
And to
Thank
you.
Thank you.
I'm back.
Yes.
I want to thank you for your love and your patience with me.
Of course.
And I'm learning patience myself.
Oh,
had
yes.
I waited to let someone else come before, as the first question, I would have known that you can ask more than one.
Oh,
so
yes.
I'm back for the others, if
yes,
you don't mind.
Of course.
I have a feeling that I didn't want to come into this lifetime, but
this
I did come.
True. Yes, you did not want to.
Yeah.
But you said, I will. You said to Father, Mother, God, all it is, you said, I am willing. Send me. I don't really want to go, but I am willing.
So what is? Why did I come? What was the purpose of my coming here?
To love, to serve, and to remember.
Love, serve, remember.
Yes.
Okay. How can I, at this stage of my life, how can I serve? What is my next step? I feel like I'm finished with the church work, and
yes.
Now I'm like in a waiting stage, you know, waiting for what the next step is for me.
Any of the rest of you feel this way? Oh, yes, I see a great raising of hands, of course. You may be finished with the church work, but you are not finished with the friends.
Right.
You will keep meeting with the friends, you will keep the sharing with the mm-hmm. friends, and you will keep on encouraging, supporting each other. That is truly the service, is being friend one to another, recognizing the Christ mm-hmm. of each other. That is what the meaning of friend is. Friend means equal. I greet the friend, the Christ in you. That is the true service, knowing their divinity, their wholeness, their joy. Mm-hmm. And if they don't see it, you hold it for them until they do see it.
Another feeling that I have is that I don't have to do.
Right.
I was a doer.
Oh, yes.
But I have to be.
Yes.
So how can I just be?
You will find a balance because you are a doer. And in this reality, there is much emphasis upon doing.
Mm-hmm.
So you will find that you have the times of being, just being quiet, just playing however you want to play, and then other times where you will want to do by gathering ones around and doing something.
Mm-hmm.
You will have various projects that you do from time to time. But the inspiration for the projects will come from the being times.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned the other day that I'll be teaching others.
Or, oh, yes.
So can you expand that? Can you tell me more about it?
Your teaching will be on several levels. First of all, you will do it in the formal setting of having a group and having various things that have come to you that you want to share.
Mm-hmm.
But more than that, you teach, and this is true for all of you, as you go throughout life, by remembering, by being who you are. You teach, that is the greatest teaching, where you are willing to befriend to mm-hmm. anyone and everyone.
You know, I worked in the hospice.
Yes.
As a chaplain.
Yes.
And I feel like I'm drawn back there.
Yes.
Like it's not finished for me.
Gosh.
So that's the area that is like
is a very
opening
good area,
for me. Yeah.
Yes. But as you have heard, there are many who are afraid to it's let
true.
Go of the body.
Yeah.
And when one such as you will come and say, "It is okay. I know. I truly know that what awaits you is love."
Mm-hmm.
And you say this in whatever words will be acceptable. Sometimes you just do it by being there and by listening to their fear, even.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to do this, and yes, you are being called to do this again.
Okay. Okay, well, anything else I need to know?
That is enough.
Thank you.
Beloved one, how are you in this evening?
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Joshua. I just love speaking to you directly because you know how I don't always listen
do,
to
though.
The whispers.
You do.
Well, I'm not always conscious of listening
okay.
to the whispers. That's probably more appropriate.
Yes. Yeah.
But I'm a little confused, as you know, most people these days, because I feel really, really blessed. I think I know my soul's purpose. That has unfolded beautifully, and I know you are with me, helping me to remember what we all learned together.
Yes.
And I'm getting back into teaching again after about a year and a half, and I really so strongly feel my purpose. And so the confusion comes from a lot of feedback I've had from people either spontaneously giving me information from spirit or whatever. I haven't necessarily asked consciously for it, that I have a totally new direction. I'm going to be doing something completely different. And I know it's all going to unfold and it will be shown to me whatever my pathway is. But I'm just a little curious.
Of course. It will not be so different that it will feel like a right or left turn immediate type of thing. It is going to be more of a gradualness. And it is going to be using all of the tools that you have garnered to yourself in this lifetime and others, and that you carry with you in this most wonderful toolkit. You're going to be using all of those and more. So it will be a gradual place where at some point you will look back and you will say, "Oh, I see now how it has changed." But day by day, you are not going to all of a sudden make a big change. It is going to be an easy, gradual incorporation of everything that you have done so far and more.
And I suppose, just to put my own mind at rest, because, of course, we always know the answers to these questions, in terms of where I'm living, I was considering that a limitation, but my heart drew me back into the perfect spot at this moment for me.
Right.
And, I've been wanting to find a place to settle and to feel at home for a long time.
Well, beloved one, it is not as it is seen now in your nature to settle in one place and put down the deep, deep roots. You have in many lifetimes been the traveler, the wanderer, the healer who went from place to place, the gypsy even. And so, yes, while there is a yearning to put down roots somewhere, as soon as you start to put down roots, there is a feeling that I want to move, go somewhere else, experience something else. What you will come to know, already you are on the verge of it, is to know that home is wherever you are. Your roots are wherever you are.
So maybe I should just get a motor home.
If you desire.
Thank you.
Beloved, beautiful one, how are you in this evening?
Fine, thank you.
What would you speak of?
First, I would like to say thank you for all the joy that I've received this week.
Very good, and thank you for being willing to make trek.
We did.
To come and receive
it. We did. I just have a personal question.
Yes.
This life, I've had a difficult life with my mother.
Yes.
And she's 90 now. She's still alive. She's 90. And yes. I just wonder, to make myself feel, to know one way or the other, has she ever really loved me or been proud of me, or have I always been an embarrassment to her?
She has loved you and does love you. You have, yes, been an embarrassment to her at times because you have agreed that you would come and push out the boundaries of things where she felt comfortable and she didn't want the boundaries pushed out. But you have often been the adventurer. You have often been the one who didn't look at things quite the same way as the rest of the biological family or even the village. You have often been the one who said, I want to know what's beyond the horizon. And the village has said to you, why? There's enough here. Why would you want to know more? But you have been the adventurer. And in some ways, you have again in this lifetime been searching outside of boundaries that the mother felt you should stay in those boundaries and be comfortable. And she wanted to be comfortable in those boundaries. But that wasn't what you agreed on. You said, I'm going to live, I'm going to push out the boundaries, and hopefully, and this has happened, I will give you opportunity to see that there is more out there. Now, the mother is a very strong personality. You have lived together other lifetimes where you have what you call butted heads together. This is not new. But you are very strong, both of you, in your own way. And she loves you. And she respects you, even though she will not want to show it.
No.
But it is there. And yes, she is proud of you at a very deep level that she cannot even in the conscious level acknowledge, because that would mean that she would have to let go of some of her boundaries that she feels comfortable in. But at a very deep level, she is proud of you, and she is very happy that you have come to her again in this lifetime, although it has been a lifetime where you have been at sixes and sevens with each other.
Okay, thank you.
And when she decides to decease the body, there will be great joy that she will feel and that you will feel, because at that time, and I use that word loosely, she will see things differently. She will see that the boundaries that she felt she had to have for the comfort zone were just generational things that had been taught to her. And she will love you even more because there will be a freedom. And you will feel that love for the first time. Really feel it. It will be easy.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Beloved, radiant one, how are you in this evening?
Very good.
What would you speak of?
It's good to see you.
It is good to be seen this way, yes.
I love your hat.
It suits, does it not? Yes.
It does. A whole different twist. There's several things tonight I wanted to ask you. The first thing is I have a lot of emphasis on my work right now.
Yes.
And I feel like I'm on purpose.
Yes.
Every once in a while I hit some bumps, so I do question myself. But do you have any comments on in terms of the path that I'm on and what I can do to kind of...
You are very much on purpose. And there, yes, it is the human way to feel a bump or two once in a while, and separated ego says, well, why didn't you see that coming, or what should you have done differently, etc. But that is the human part. You are very much on purpose. It is what you have decreed for yourself early on in this lifetime that you would do to facilitate others' healing and their remembrance of how they could feel whole, that even the body could feel much better. Mm-hmm. And you bring to others the most radiant smile, which is healing in itself. If you did nothing more than just go into their presence and smile, it would be a healing blessing. And of course you do much more than that. So yes, you are on purpose.
Okay. So the the studying I'm doing on the East Coast is on target.
It is on target. Yes, very okay. Much on track.
So one of the things, I'm very immersed in what I'm doing right now. I have a client. I've spoken to you about her before, Sophia.
Yes.
And I truly feel like we have a sacred contract going on.
Yes.
In her home. And I have questions about generating hope. What is hope? I know she, you know, she would like a message from you tonight. Of course, she wants to walk. She wants to dance. She wants to draw again.
Yes.
And I think that we are in an accelerated phase of healing right now. So
this is true.
So do you have any comments or message that you would like to send back to her?
Tell her that truly, even in what she seems to feel as constriction, she is free and she is serving. The spirit of her is very, very free. The spirit does dance, and the body will catch up with it.
That's good.
Yes.
Because it's a real stretch working with her. Not working with her, just working with the circumstances. There is no agreement in Western medicine as to what we're doing.
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
Okay.
That is why you have studied other methodologies.
Okay. I have. I have a question. This is just people who know me. This laugh. I am a catalyst, and I'm not afraid to speak my mind. I don't mean to be disrespectful when I do that. But I do part of me tends to then take things personally.
Yes.
So I'm looking for another way in which I can hold myself and either the questions that I have or the statements.
Right. You have spoken well that you are a catalyst. You have chosen many difficult choices as to lifestyle, as to life purpose, as to speaking truth fearlessly. And then separated ego runs in and says, but, etc., the whole laundry list
right. Of
everything. You know that voice of separated ego very well. You know how to send it off into the wings and say, okay, I've heard your message, I'm very familiar with it. Go off into the wings, I don't need you now. I am doing my script. I am doing it with my God self directing this play, which is true. Your God self is directing. So do not beat yourself up or allow separated ego to get in there with the what ifs and the whips. This is true for all of you. You feel this from time to time, that perhaps I shouldn't have said, oh my, I tread on somebody's foot or their belief system. But in truth, beloved one, this is true for all of you. Whatever you say because it has been invited to be said. Even if the person reacts in a very negative way, they have invited that message so that they can be shocked out of their complacency to look at things differently. Now, of course, the usual reaction is one of denial and anger.
Right.
And judgment. But that then can be left behind. In other words, they can choose anew. You have given them opportunity to look at something differently. They may or they may not. That is where you send separated ego off into the wings and say, hey, how they understand this, how they take it, that's their choice. You are always, this is true for all of you, you are invited to say whatever you do say. They invite you to say it because there is no separation. There is a self of you that is wanting to hear whatever is being said. Now, the conscious part of the person or of you may not want to hear those words or that message and may react in all kinds of negative. But in truth, what you do is you are planting seeds. And whether those seeds fall on the rocky ground or on fertile soil, that is not up to you.
Okay. Two more questions. I often, in my conscious mind, think that I have conversations with you during the day. And that
you do, yes.
Am I reading you accurately when...
Yes. The touchstone for this, many of you feel that you want to speak with me and that you do hear me speaking back. The touchstone, the way you test, is it coming from the heart, from the place of love, the place of pure intent and love? And if you have the feeling of, yes, this comes from love, not ego love, but true love with no strings attached, no even strings attached to result, then yes, it is true. I do speak with all of you. Every day, you speak with me, I speak with you. I enjoy our conversations. Sometimes separated ego will get in there and say, oh yes, but you're just imagining it. Then you go to the place and you say, what is the source of this? Where is it coming from? Is it coming from my heart, my true heart? Is it coming from a place of true intent to serve, to love, to remember? And then you know it is me.
Okay.
Also, if you take it lightly, I am not into seriousness.
I guess the last question, and I just kind of wonder about it, is I don't really have a sense of belonging in any one place right now.
Yes.
And that does bug me, because I'd like to feel like I have some roots somewhere.
Seems we heard this before.
Yeah,
yes.
I know.
Your roots truly are all over. In other words, we have spoken of the home that is within, the roots that are within. But your roots are all over, not only Holy Mother Earth, this planet, but in other constellations as well. And that is why sometimes you feel a bit out of sync with what is going on in this place, and also why you feel that you want to make trek and go somewhere. It is because truly your roots are far-reaching. So wherever you find yourself, that is your root. And then if the next moment, the next day, you have guidance that you want to go somewhere else, you know how to travel lightly. You take the knapsack and off you go.
Last thing. This is just, I guess, my personality thing. I just have a lot of difficulty relating to the commercialism and the high emphasis on money nowadays.
Yes.
And I just, it just seems very foreign to me.
It is.
And I just, I don't know how to, hold it in a positive way. I mean, when we talk about living another 100 years, I just think, oh my God! I mean, with the way money's going, and I was like, ugh. I mean, it's kind of almost a dread. I mean, it's like I would like to be able to look at it differently, so I could transcend it. I mean, but I don't know how that would be.
Well, first of all, as we have said, you will always be taken care of, so you do not have to worry. If I'm going to live another 100 years, oh my goodness, is Social Security going to be there for me? Well, no, it's not. Not in the form that it is now. But your security, yes, will always be there because you are secure. Render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, and put your focus upon where the heart is. In other words, allow the world to do its thing. Put your impact wherever you can. In other words, speak from the place of the heart, wherever it's going to be heard. And then walk on. Don't worry about it. It was the same in our lifetime 2,000 years ago. There was much emphasis on the golden coins. Never did we lack. We lived out that lifetime, taken care of always, and you will be in this lifetime as well. Because you do not live by golden coins alone. You do not live by bread alone. You live by the friendship that you are willing to give to others. And always that is going to be received and returned to you. That is why I can guarantee unto all of you, you are going to be taken care of always. Because I know that which you have to give. And as you give, you receive. You can take that to the bank. Yes.
Thank you.
You are doing very well, precious one.
I'm doing my best.
That is very well. Thank you.
Hug.
Yes. Beloved, joyful one. How are you?
I'm fine.
Are you going to sing?
No. Not this time. Joshua, I had a dream, 10 years ago, where I called it a dream vision,
yes,
where I woke up in the middle of the night and a voice said, Arimathea. And then I went, well, I've heard of Aramaic, but why did it say Arimathea when it was Aramaic was a language? So who or what is Arimathea? And then a couple of years ago, or maybe last year, I read Anna, Mother of Jesus, and I wondered if I really felt connected to the book.
Yes.
I knew I was there.
Yes.
I didn't know if I knew Anna, but I feel almost closer to her.
Yes.
Than I did to Mary.
Right.
And my sister, unbeknownst to anything, she actually did a what's that kind of pencil that lead pencil, you know, the charcoal drawing.
Yes.
And she handed it to me. It was of a beautiful, calm woman. And she said, this is Anna, the grandmother of Jesus. So that's three different things,
right,
that have pointed to the Anna.
Right.
Yeah, and I just wondered, who was I? And did I know you? Or was I involved with Anna in one of her lifetimes, and then was a little girl or something in your lifetime? Like, I think my,
yes,
sense is when I was with you that I was not part of the crowd. I was more of one of the little kids that was racing around.
This is true. Yes, you did know my grandmother. You were great friends with her. And as you have seen, she lived many hundreds of years,
reviving
the body over and over. So you were with her in what you have discerned as one of the lifetimes, and you knew her well. You were great sisters. I say this in the even biological at that time, and sisters of the heart. You have felt this as you read the history.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said, okay, I have completed what I came to do. Because you have noticed, you have discerned that lifetimes are of varying lengths. A lifetime may be of a few seconds duration. It may be of a month, 5 years, 25 years, whatever. And whatever the purpose of that lifetime, when it is completed, then the spirit, energy, divinity, has choice to let it go. And so you knew at some point that you wanted to become as the small child biologically again. And yes, you came, and yes, we played. As always we do.
Yeah. Okay, I only have one other, well, actually two questions. But the second question is, I've been to the storyteller, Yahweh, and he talks about the, I guess it's the duality, negative and positive, that we are going, that there is joined, like the fingers are joined like this, and then they pull apart, and then they come back together in this time of transition. And is that why we lose things? We're in a different place from different things. Sometimes Aaron and I, both of us, lose our keys at the same time, and we go back to the drawer and it's there.
Yes.
But it wasn't 10 minutes ago.
Right.
And I would, if I was by myself, I'd say, well, that's just my scatteredness, you know? But when it happens to both of us, this is really something.
Yes. It makes you sit up and take notice. It is part of the energy that is changing. And there are times when that which seems to be material, tangible, will be as energy that is not.
Oh.
There is much that is changing. And it's changing so that you do take notice of it and you begin to know that you are the creator, always creating that which is tangible and intangible.
Okay.
And sometimes these things will disappear, seemingly, go into another dimension, another energy level, whatever, in order to allow you to know that this that you have right here, body, this which seems so tangible, is truly energy in form, and it can and does change. That is why you can do the physical ascension of the body.
Oh.
It's not necessary, but it's one of the things that can be done.
And
sometimes the keys will do their own physical ascension and then come back.
Oh my God. Okay. So and Diane was telling us that there will be that in this I won't call it separation, but in this dimensional shift, that people that used to think they know us will just think that we've gone off and flown off to Timbuktu, because they won't be able to see us. And that sometimes we won't be able to see them and even sit on them in a restaurant.
It is not as strange as it sounds. For indeed, already you have seen this happening in your lifetime. There have been friends of the childhood and friends even of whatever you call a few years ago that you are no longer in touch with.
Yeah.
How do you know that they are still in the incarnation?
Yeah, exactly.
How do they know that you are?
Yes.
So it is not as strange as it
sounds. No. Okay, just one more question. Who's making the crop circles? It's not Bill and Bob with the rake, is it?
No, it is not. It is truly part of the unseparated self energy that you at a deeper level, not a conscious level, are calling in to be as, again, tangible sign that there is much more to life than what you have been told.
Interesting.
So it is part of the divine intelligence. You can say that, yes, it is space brothers. That is one way of explaining it. But truly, since there is no separation, it is a self of you that you are not yet connected to consciously.
Wow.
That is doing this.
And interestingly, the shapes are all the sacred geometry.
Where exactly.
You find them in flowers and roses and...
Of course.
Wow. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for
Huggies.
Asking. Yes. Oh, very good hug. Beloved singer, how are you in this evening?
I'm great.
You are indeed.
I've been talking to you a lot, and Mother Mary, and everybody else that I can call.
Yes.
Even though I know when I'm calling them, I'm really calling myself.
This is true.
I went to the doctor the other day. I changed doctors.
Yes.
And he told me that my body is completely out of whack. And told me that, oh, I know you feel bad. And I said, no, I don't feel bad. I've been doing everything that I've always done. He said, but I know you feel bad. And I got to give you this, and I got to give you that. And, of course, I did. You know, I'm taking the stuff that he told me to take. So I am wondering, am I proving to myself that I am not my body by being able to do this?
Yes. First of all, it was his perception, according to his textbook, that if you had certain results of whatever, this is what you should be feeling. Mm-hmm. And you say, no, I am spirit, and I am not feeling this. So then he gives you the substances to take, and you take them, mm-hmm. and you still feel good. In other words, the substances are not going to hurt you, mm-hmm. and they're not going to change you in any way, because your belief system is... My belief is, I am spirit. I am activating the body. I am joyful, energetic, whenever I want to be. And you do that. It doesn't matter what the world says to you. What matters is what you know within yourself. You can play the game, and that is okay. Many times you will develop something that seems to be a physical problem, and you go to the medical facilitator, and they will read you according to what their experience has been and according to what the textbook says it has to be. That is not why you are there. You are there to show him the light. You are there to show him that you are spirit. You are there to be friend to him and say, yes, this may be what the body is presenting, but I am more than that. And you say that sometimes with the words because you are very forthright. Other times you go and you present, and they say, and then you say, but, you know, I don't really feel that way. I feel fine. And you give them a new perspective. Now, a lot of times they are boxed in, and it may take many of you to go before they come to a place of understanding that perhaps there's a bit more than what they have been taught or read in their textbook and so forth. But you have been invited to go and be with this one and befriend with this one to show him spirit.
Okay. What is seemingly showing up is that my immune system is... So it has caused a skin condition from down all... Okay. I was sitting on the couch the other day and I asked... my divine self, when are we going to clear this up? And I, coming up out of my spirit was, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He's an on-time God. Yes, he might not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. Is that a truth?
That is true.
Oh, whew, I made it.
You made it.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So I was watching the Wisdom Channel.
Yes.
That seemingly was a mistake, but I know it wasn't, that I would see it. And I saw a lady by the name of Doreen Virtue giving sessions.
Right.
And I saw myself doing the same thing. It was a strong feeling. I was in reverse. I was looking at myself.
Yes.
But I saw myself in two outfits. one African right. and the other Indian.
Right.
Will that be appropriate
yes.
to change? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. But why?
Why not? You will have fun with it.
Okay.
It will also be a claiming of your heritage, many of your heritage, says mm-hmm. plural anyway. It will be a claiming
okay.
not only of cultural heritage, but of spiritual heritage. And yes, this is a work slash play that mm-hmm. you will want to do for the fun of it.
Okay. I think I have that. This fellow that I talked to you about last year that I was supposed to go to Africa with my husband
yes.
disappeared.
Yes.
Then he came back.
Yes.
And he helped my husband out again.
Yes.
And told him about the recordings and so on. But this time he asked me. He's never heard me sing. He heard me hum, but he's never heard me sing. He asked me to sing with my husband.
Right.
Then he disappeared again.
Right.
Now, what's going on?
Again, it is the on-time God.
Oh.
In other words, in the fullness of time, this will come to be.
Okay.
He has been called to go various places, and that is why he disappears. But there is an on-time God, and this will all come together. So it is a bit like watching a play, and he comes on stage for a while.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, then off he goes. And you wonder, is anything ever going to really come together with this? It seems to be a movement that don't quite, you know, why doesn't he stand still? There will come a time when all of this will come together.
So I will record with my husband?
Yes, you will. It will
oh,
be fun.
Oh, it will be fun. Who is Mary Kay?
Why do you want to know?
Because I was working with this alpha thing, and it's been years ago.
Right.
And what came up that morning real strong was, I guess it's the name, Mary Kay. And
right.
through the years, I've been wondering, who is Mary Kay?
Well, she is a real person who has had a vision and has helped others find their own power in certain ways of offering help to others.
Huh.
I put that in broad terms.
Okay.
But you can understand.
Mm-hmm.
And she started with a vision that women, and men as well, but especially women, could be empowered to be business people in their own way and to be able to earn the golden coins in service in a certain way and be empowered to know their own power. So she had a vision which has grown. It has been very...
But that's, you mean the cosmetic miracle?
That is, yes.
Well, why would that be in my experience? I'm not interested in selling cosmetic.
No, but you are interested in empowering people.
Oh.
It would
I
not
see.
Be the cosmetics. That is not your root.
Mm-hmm.
But the underlying desire
I
to
see.
Empower, that is why that came to you.
Oh.
And if it is within something that you want to do, you can follow that, I will not say model, but you can follow the visioning and the understanding of empowering others and take it in your own way.
I got you.
Yes.
I see.
Yes.
Thank you so very much. I am so happy I could just run out of this place.
I know that.
Thank you.
Your brothers and sisters have seen your energy.
Oh, I hit your on-time hat.
It is an on-time hat. Yes. Thank you. Beloved Master, how are you in this evening?
Wonderful. And
yes.
you?
Excellent. Thank you for asking.
Thank you.
What would you speak of?
Before I ask, I would like to do, with great honor, respect, and love, through my heart chakra, through my crown chakra, all my love.
happen to you. Yes. Thank you for that. An ancient ritual, most honorable and holy. Thank you.
Thank you. Not just for this advance, but all your help in all my life. You do speak to me.
I know.
Sometimes my separated ego doesn't know which is true. And I thank you so much for clarifying lately more and more. I wish to ask mostly now about raising the consciousness.
Yes.
I have been blessed with many, many things this last couple of days.
Yes.
And most times it takes me some time to let things soak in. And sometimes people don't understand I go off by myself a lot.
Of course.
And it's just to let things soak in.
Yes.
But this raising of consciousness has come to me as a great tool that I may leave here with.
Yes.
And to share with others. Not just to raise my consciousness, but the collective consciousness.
Yes. That is what happens. For if one be lifted up, all others have the opportunity to be lifted up. You are doing very well with this. We have spoken many times how you are the master who has chosen to live a life that sometimes does not look like it is being lived by a master, and yet you are very much the master. And the master does take time to be apart from the energy of the world and of other ones in order to integrate. You have had many lifetimes where you have been the monk, and you have had the solitary life, and it has been very pleasing to you. This lifetime you have said, okay, I'll do the whole bit. I will come and I will suffer the slings and arrows and judgment of the world and all of the challenges of the golden coin, etc. And I will show by my courage the mastery over each issue, which is what you have done and you continue to do. You know your way well. Even though separated ego from time to time says, oh, you're just wandering fool that you are. Wonderful fool, the master, who sometimes will play the part of the fool in ways to teach. For we have spoken that oftentimes ones feel at home with the fool, the not so appearance-wise, wise one, and yet there is deep, deep wisdom and a raising of consciousness within yourself that has happened within the last few days. And you will take it with you, and you will share it as the flower shares the fragrance with all of the world. The flower does not judge itself, and it does not even bother itself as to who is going to partake of the fragrance. As you will not. You will not care. You will just be the self that you are, the master that you are. You flow with a certain rhythm, a divine rhythm, that the world does not know. But you flow with it. You know it. You are at home with it. And sometimes you go apart in order to recharge that flow. It is good.
It is very good. So I guess my question is to any other suggestions of raising the consciousness. And I know this sounds like a progress report. I will accept. I know there is no such thing as duality, but any warnings of lowering the consciousness?
In truth, no. Separated ego will speak that there is a possibility of lowering the consciousness. But in truth, when you set yourself on a path, it continues onward and upward. It continues because you have set your intention. And so the raising of the consciousness will continue. This doesn't mean the separated ego won't run in from the wings from time to time. That is its job. After all, you don't want it to be unemployed. Well, perhaps. At a certain point in time, it will become unemployed. But the having set once the hand to the plow, you go straight with it. And the consciousness will not falter. It will not go backward. It cannot go backward. For once you have chosen, as you have chosen, to raise consciousness and to know the Godhood that you are, the God Self, everything else has to serve that intention. Progress report? A double plus this time. Yes, yes, the curve is changing.
I'm back again.
You are back again, yes.
I was given a gift today, and Vivian came to me, and she called me Mom.
Yes.
And I felt it so deeply.
Yes.
Could you tell me the lifetime that I was Vivian's mom?
In truth, it was not too long ago. It was in what you would call the colonial days of the Americas, when you were the pioneer ones who started out on what would be the eastern seaboard, and you were the adventurers who wanted to know what lies farther out. I want to be able to expand. And so you traveled, the two of you, in what is called the wagon with the covering over top of it. And you set up the settlement with others as well. And you were of like mind. You served the God that you knew. You enjoyed all of nature. And you knew deep within your heart that there was not danger, although you were in a strange land, always exploring, as you do in this lifetime. It is on a different level, this lifetime, both of you. You are exploring new territories, the same as you did in that lifetime.
Thank you. I have one other question about my granddaughter, Hannah Mae.
Yes. A delightful child, yes. Oh.
And she walks around the house and she says, I want to go home.
Of course.
I want to go home. And of course, this really concerns Mom about the answer. And of course, my response is, you know, home is within.
Right.
Home is in the heart. However, that response for my daughter, she's not quite there yet. So I would love to answer my granddaughter. And I'm just wondering, is there a way that I can share that with her that will not conflict?
Right. This one is from the angelic realm. She is truly an angel. You may speak that to your daughter, that she is from the divine father of as an angel, as a gift. The daughter, your daughter, knows this because she prayed greatly for this gift and was given this gift. And when the granddaughter speaks of wanting to go home, it is that she speaks of wanting to remember all of the angelic realm. She feels them around her.
Yes.
And she wants to show that to others and to have home, heaven, angelic realm, right here, which in truth she does bring. Mm-hmm. So perhaps you may speak this this way to the daughter, that she is a gift from God,
right,
from the angelic realm. She is a true little angel.
Yes.
That will be understood.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll take the hug this time.
It is free.
And I feel so free these days.
Yes. Thank you. Beloved one, how are you in this evening?
I'm very good.
You are. You're
happy to be here. And yeah. I love you in that hat.
Yes, yes. I will have to see if a beloved friend and teacher can purchase one.
If I can remember my questions now. This morning when Mother Mary was talking and towards the end, I felt a lot of energy. And as the day's gone on, it's kind of gone into areas like the back of my neck and upset my stomach. And so it's brought up some questions. One, what it is exactly. Am I clearing energy or moving through some old blocks?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It is energy that has gotten stuck just momentarily.
So just being with it and breathing is...
Yes.
Pretty much all I need to do.
And allowing some of the others who are the healing facilitators in this group to help you with it as well.
Okay.
But it will be gone on the morrow.
Okay. Yeah, it felt like Diane gave me this magic crystal.
Yes.
But it felt like it's really maybe the chakra right here that putting pressure on it that's made a difference.
Yes.
Is that a block? It feels like I've had a block on my right side for a really long time.
Yes, you have.
Mm-hmm. And that's clearing.
That is clearing. It is a very old block that you have carried many lifetimes with you. It has come from lifetimes when that was the side that you shielded yourself with, and it took many blows. And it has, the very cells of the body have armored themselves and gone rather rigid. And so in this lifetime, you feel the residual of it, but it is residual.
Okay. The other question it brought up is because I am very much a sensitive and I work in a very intense environment in the hospital, I guess I know I take in energies at time and I'm not sure what's mine and what's theirs. I guess my big question is how can I take better care of myself and not take in other people's energies, whether it's directed at me or not?
Right. This is a very good question for all of you, because all of you are sensitives, and yes, you do feel the energy. What you want to do is not to reject it, or not to try to get rid of it. Just allow it to flow through. You are in an environment where you feel much of fear, much of pain of suffering, much of the illusion of this reality that says life has to be suffered through. And even the belief system that if I suffer enough in this lifetime, I will have my reward later on. And it is a subtle thing that has been a generational teaching. And many yet have that in the subconscious. And they will bring on certain ailments in order to make themselves more worthy of what they see the reward to be. Now, they don't put it in those terms. They would not even understand it, perhaps, or accept it if one were to say it that way to them. But it is an old generational teaching. So for you, you are not believing in that. And yes, you do feel their energy and their suffering, and your caring heart wants to make it better for them. And you have been in their place other lifetimes. So yes, you do feel it. But what you will want to do is to envision a dance of the energy, where yes, you take it in and yes, you let it go. Yes, you take it in and yes, you let it go. And you may find yourself, even in the movement as you walk, the miles that you walk, to be more fluid in the walking, and you may find that you are doing a bit of the dance as well. And if others say, what are you doing? I am dancing because I am happy. That will surprise them a bit.
Okay. I had another question. It just went out of my head.
It went out with the dance. Yeah. It was part of the...
Oh, flow. I know what it was.
Yes.
You know, I recently applied for this job, and there's been a lot up in the air about whether it's coming to me or not, and I've been wondering if I even want it now. And this other thing has come up about the rehab doctor who's starting some alternative healing work, which would really be where my heart is rather than the other job.
Right.
But I guess I'm just curious. I know I don't like to ask you to prophesize for me, but I feel so drawn to that, and I think there's a part of me that thinks it's too good to be true or something, that I could actually do that work with him rather than more of the cancer work like I'm doing.
Right. Yeah. Listen to the heart. Have patience. Allow the pieces to come together and follow the heart. Because if you go somewhere else because you should, it will be only temporary, and you will feel again that you have to protect yourself or yes. whatever. There will be a certain armory.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the heart. Believe that you can have all good, because you can. Mm-hmm. And believe and know that you are being called to give of the heart, not only of the hands and the mind, the service that you do give, mm-hmm. but that you can be happy in what you do. Believe in the heart and wait.
So if this other job does come to me and I feel I don't want it, at one time I felt like you sort of suggested maybe I was going to get it, but right now I'm not sure I want it.
As it was seen then and as it is seen now, it yes. will be offered to you, but it will be your choice. Now, it will be offered to you, when I say that, mm-hmm. it is a bit tricky and mm-hmm. it is a bit slippery. Because already it is being offered to you. In other words, you are one of the ones being considered.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it is offered directly, that is yet to be seen. Mm. But when that happens, you will have choice. And separated ego will say, well, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, perhaps. That you'd better take it because right. you know that's for sure.
Yeah.
And this other may be down the road, it may be even, who knows if it'll manifest, your separated
mm-hmm.
ego will say.
Mm-hmm.
Follow the heart. Know that always you will be taken care of. You have proved that to yourself many
mm-hmm.
times.
Mm-hmm.
You will always be taken care of. So you do have time to choose.
So whatever I feel when the time comes.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Right. Thank you.
You are welcome. It is always my joy to behold you. And it is my joy to work with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Beloved brother, how are you? After the speaking on the other evening, I see you are still here. You are very vibrant. You are still alive.
I'm noticing that, and especially since that, I'm noticing that I have invested so much more in separated ego as an identity than I thought. And there's a lot of pondering, and there's a great war.
Yes.
Oh, good. there is something that I feel, and I felt it last time in this group, and I feel it this time in this group, there's something that I am waiting to express, or I am waiting for the right signals, or I am waiting for me.
Yes, this is true.
I am waiting for me to get out of my own way. And I especially appreciated what you said to this one, because I felt a couple of times that perhaps I was invited to say something, and I wasn't sure if it was, well, I wasn't sure
right.
if I should say something or not. Could you give me a bit more could you add to what you said to her and tailor it for me?
Right. When you feel an invitation to say something, you have a moment to check where this invitation seems to be coming from. In other words, does it come from the intent to serve and to the intent to be in love? Or does it come from a place of, I want to show how much I know? You can do that very quickly. Sometimes there is a feeling of, oh, well, I know the answer to your problem, and it is such and such. And sometimes that is what you will say, and sometimes that is what is being invited to be said. You know, just lay it out there, and they can take what applies or what they are ready for. But you always have a moment or so to check inwardly first, to see where this is coming from. And if you feel an invitation to say something, say it, and say it with all love. And sometimes you can even precede the statement that this is coming with love. I say this in love. I say this with the best of intentions. I do not mean to judge. I do not mean to put out hurt. But this is how this is a good way to put it. This is how I see it. Then they can either take it or leave it, because it's how you see it, which is true anyway. This is how I see it. And then they can respond to that in their own way. In other words, well, that's how he sees it, idiot that he is. Or, well, that's how he sees it. Maybe there's some truth in it. But you have spoken, you have put out the seeds, and then you say to separated ego, no judgment. Off in the wings. Not time for judgment. You have often been very sensitive to others' feelings. You are sensitive to others' feelings. And you try not to hurt. You try to couch whatever you do and say in a way that is humorous. You play the fool many times because you don't want to hurt anyone, and you don't want to be hurt in return. And you have learned this from many lifetimes where there was hurt. And you have put upon yourself a certain armoring of persona that says, well, if I kind of put out as a fool whatever, then they don't have to judge it. Now you are coming to a place where you want to be true to self. You don't want to play a part any longer. That is why you said, I'm waiting for the me of me and the I of me to catch up with the me. You want to be true to self, no longer to have to play a part. I will say unto you, and this is true for all of you, it is no use playing a part because others see right through it anyway. You are transparent. What one see is your goodness, your heart, the truth of you that you want to serve, you want to love and be loved in return, and that you want to give the gifts of love and friendship. I'm not speaking of just human relationship, but true love and understanding, a friend. They see that. So you don't have to couch it in a certain way that puts yourself into the background with it, because you tend to do that. You kind of put yourself out there and then you back away from it. No longer do you need to back away and make jokes about it. Just be yourself. And then the me and the I catch up with each other. Because truly, everyone in this room has seen right through the persona to the goodness of your heart. Yes. True?
Thank you.
So gradually, you will come to a place where you feel at home with yourself. It will be gradual. In other words, it is not something that all of a sudden you will have a personality change. It is not that. It is not even necessary. But as time goes on, already in the 5 days that you have been here and in the time that you were here last year, many changes happened within you. And it will continue as a gradual thing where you feel much more integrated as self. Because that is what the others see. They see the integrated self of you that loves and wants to help.
And there is, well, you're not the only channel that I've ever seen.
Oh. Oh.
He's been channel surfing.
Very good.
I feel I'm ready to know something that I learned from John about, several weeks ago in my time, that I am connected with I am holding a dream of humankind.
Yes.
I am ready to know more about this. I'm ready and I'm willing to know more. And I am quite willing to serve, I guess.
Yes.
Would you say something more about this in your words?
You are holding the dream of humankind. You are seeing how it is now, but you have a vision of how one can live in love and in integration with each other, honoring each other. You have this vision that says there can be heaven on earth. And you are holding that, wanting to see it manifest. That is why you go to various groups, because you have that vision. You take that vision with you and you share it with whoever is wanting to have it shared. And you also want to have it supported and enriched by their vision as well. So you go to various places very much with the silver platter. You say, this is my vision. You may say it in those words, or you may say it differently, but this is what is presented. I have a vision of what can be. I am holding that vision. I know it can be. I know that it will be. I do not deny what is going on right now in the world, but I know that everything does work together to bring about the remembrance of the at-one-ment. You may not put it in those words, you don't have to, but that is what it is all about. And you are holding that vision. It is a very strong vision. You have had it from the time you were very small. You have wanted to make things better for people.
What can I do next?
Keep holding the vision. Keep speaking the truth. Be friend to everyone you meet. See the Christ in everyone that you meet. Believe in the best of them, because it is there. Even if they show you their worst side, it is only a side, and you know the best of them. Love. Serve. Remember.
Do I, this came up, I guess, in this trip, do I, maybe what kind of relationship did I have with Judith in the past, in a past life? Was there one, and what was that nature?
What is your knowing of this? I can give you an answer, but it is better that let us bring it forth.
I wonder if I had wronged her. And I felt that I perhaps was somehow, in some aspect, I perhaps was somehow playful, and this perhaps brought some shattering or destruction or rearranging of something that Judith likes to keep in all the same.
This is true.
Oh. I would like to heal this.
She does not feel it and remember it in this lifetime.
Oh.
So there is not something that you have to do or to heal.
Ah, okay. Okay. Oh. Well, that feels great. And there is another energy that I am feeling. I suppose I am associated with. Maybe this is the best way to say it. And it is a destructive energy, destructive in order to recreate from something new and fresh. Where can I take that?
You can take it into love. You can use that energy. This is true always when you feel any energy that maybe you would label as destructive or too intense or whatever. You can take that energy and transform it. You are the creator. You are the one perceiving the energy. Therefore, you can take that as old friend, which it is, and say, let us work together now. Not as destructive, but as a way of harmonizing. It is an old friend. It is an energy that you know well because you have used it in other lifetimes in a sincere way of changing things. You felt that if you destroyed all of the old, then it would have time for the new to come forth, the new crop. But you forgot that there has to be nurturing. Now you can use that old energy that is old friend and say, okay, now instead of destroying everything so that we can have a new crop, we can start nurturing some of the new plants, new ideas, new belief systems. We can use that energy now in a positive way to nurture. Because energy truly is neutral. You may perceive it one way or another. You may have used it in other lifetimes, one way or another. But it is truly neutral, and it will do your bidding. You are the master of it, not the other way around.
Thank you.
Thank you for asking. Thank you, brother. I see that our time is growing longer. We will take what is known as the two more questions here, or three perhaps, and then we will be finished.
This will be very quick. I just wanted to ask about my old friend, your friend, Bert. Is he still around me?
He is very much here, yes. He is around you all of the time. He is the one who gave you the nudge
to come,
yes. And he is very much here with all of the friends that he felt a resonance of family with.
Okay, good. And he'll stay around me,
won't he? Oh, he will stay around you, yes. Good. You have an association, as you have felt, from other lifetimes that will never be broken.
Thank you.
Very good. This hug is from him.
Thank you.
Yeah. Of course, there is no
separation.
Exactly.
I have a friend by the name of Emery Rose, yes. Earl Rose, that was instrumental in me starting the Kindred Spirits group.
Yes.
I told him I would ask, what was our relationship in other lifetimes?
A very close relationship in many lifetimes where you have been dedicated to spirit. You have served in what you know now as the religious philosophical monasteries. And you have served in several of the villages, in places where you were the seers and the, what do you call, medicine man, I suppose. Yes, the shaman, that is the word I was looking for. Yes. So you have a very close relationship where you have supported each other in giving to others the visioning that took them beyond what they could see just in front of them, but to the true vision. You have been friends, you have been father, daughter, you have been mother, son, and you have been throughout all of the lifetimes best friends.
Oh, I can feel that. Thank you.
Very good. Yes, beloved one.
Good evening.
Joyful one, how are you?
Good.
Very good. What
yes.
would you speak of?
It just came right now. I want to ask about my mother, who died the 1st of January.
Yes.
And she didn't raise me, and we had a very difficult relationship for the little time we were seeing each other. But I went there just before she passed away.
Yes.
And I saw her the last 3 days.
Yes.
And I was trying to heal our relationship, and I thought I did, and then I wasn't so sure about that, that she really wanted or was ready to do it. And then I kept doing it by myself after she died and all of that. And I just want to know if she's in peace.
She is in peace, yes.
Oh, good.
And she does love you.
Uh-huh.
And she does feel an association with you that is in a very good place. The lifetime, this lifetime, was a difficult one.
Mm-hmm.
And she did not feel capable of being mother to you in the way that you would have liked.
Uh-huh.
And there were times when she felt guilt over this.
Mm-hmm.
But that has been released.
Oh, good.
And she very much appreciates your love and the fact that you have kept on speaking with her, even though you weren't sure of where she was or if she could hear you.
Mm-hmm.
She does hear you. And she does send her love now to you because she feels free of the constrictions of human life.
Good.
She is very much with you and very proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
Because she had to set you out on your own. And it was not an easy life for you.
No.
And she is very proud of what you have made of yourself and what you will continue mm-hmm. to do in this lifetime. If you will accept it, she is very willing to be with you, to support you now in what you want to do.
Hmm.
The support that she was not able to give because of various constrictions in the physical lifetime, but the support now that she is able to give to you freely.
Interesting.
Yes. You see, she feels free.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because I felt at some point, I mean, I was with her for 2 or 3, 4 hours, I don't know. And I really felt that it was completely healed, cured.
Yes.
And I wanted to know how she was doing.
She is doing very well, and okay. She is very proud of you.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, beloved ones, it has been my great joy to be amongst you in this way, to spend the 5 days, evenings together, to be able to laugh with you, to be able to share the tears with you, to know that truly you are not the person that you were when you walked in this room 5 days ago. You have changed, you have shifted, you have claimed all of your power, your divinity. I want to speak to this one because this one has made great shift. This one all of a sudden decided that he would be here in this group, and it took a bit of the nudging to get you here. But you have flowered as you have been here, and ones have beheld your opening and your joy and your courage to allow that opening to happen. A lot of releasing, a lot of change, a lot of claiming that now I can go from this place in strength, in choice, choosing for myself that which I want to do, and then manifesting it because you have the support of all the ones so gathered here and the ones in what you will call the discarnate heavens. For you do not walk alone. That is why you got here. We had to put a bit of energy into it.
I thank you so much for so many blessings. And as I say, I thank you. I thank myself.
Exactly.
I thank the Hart family.
All of the above.
All of the above.
Yes. A good saying you have in your world. All of the above. Go now in peace. Go now in great joy. You know how now to live from the place of joy. You know what joy is. You have experienced it. You have released old baggage, and you have laughed at the old baggage. You have laughed yourself silly. And you have seen how good it feels to feel free. Go now in that love and that laughter. Spread it to the world that so hungers for it. and know that always I and all of the unseen ones walk with you. Enjoy. So be it.
So be it.